It's okay. Let's go. Today's Shir, Yisim, and Reish Ayin Vav. And we are at the end of Sif Aleph in Sif Reish Ayin Vav. We're learning the halachas of Amir La'akum, specifically as it relates to turning on lights and making bonfires. But the truth is, all these principles are critical for all cases of Amir La'akum as well. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that you're not allowed to benefit from the turning on the lights, the kindling the light, the mishdamish to the or and for the madura, it was done for a Jew. But now comes the Rama, miyu, im asa eina Yehudi v'beis Yisrael midaito. What happened to the non-Jew? Basically, decides for himself, he's going to go ahead and from his own initiative, turn on the lights for you. You don't want him to do it, but he does it for you. So do you have to leave your house? So eina Yisrael tzarech latzeis. The Jew doesn't have to leave the house. Even though he gets some type of passive hana from the ner that was lit, or min hamadura, or from the bonfire that was lit. So look at the Mishnah Berurah here. It's a very important Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Yudalev. Im asa. Hainu dafka achar shekvar asa ha'eno Yehudi u'ma yeshlo li Yisrael lasais. He says, we're talking here, when we say the Jew doesn't have to leave the house, that's because it was already done by the non-Jew. He already did it. And what could the Jew have done? So therefore, lo hitrichu latzeis mi'abayis v'shul zeh. We do not go ahead and burden the Jew to go ahead and leave his house, because the non-Jew decided to do things that the Jew never asked for. But, look what he says. Number one, after he does it, yazirenu Allah haba, shalom la'soskei. Number one is, these are additional halachas in Amir La'akum, that you have to go ahead, even though you're allowed to stay, you have to go ahead and admonish the non-Jew for the future not to do this. You can't take advantage of it in the future. Not only that, you have to actually make some type of statement to the non-Jew that this should not be done again, because otherwise it looks like you are setting up instructing the non-Jew to do this for you. Aval nizdamin liYisrael. Now he says, what happens if it comes that you see the scenario comes before you, Sharah Ba'ishani Yudhi wrote to Lavikmishrilo, Allah Sasa Maduro. Let's say you, the Jew, are there when you see the non-Jew going and starting to start a fire to make it warm for you or to turn on the light for you in your room so you can see. Sarach Limchos Biyado. You have to go ahead and tell him, you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. Chido. Afilu im hayozeh bebeiso shel eino Yehudi gam kein tzarech limchos. Even if this was in the non-Jew's house and he was doing it for the Jew, you have to tell him not to do it. Kevan, now here he goes. Kevan sha'ner va'etzim shel Yisrael. Once the non-Jew is operating with the materials of the Jew, does it make a difference whether it's in the Jew's house or the non-Jew's house? First of all, explain that this halacha, that you have to stop him and stop the non-Jew from doing the malacha for you, is only when he's using your materials, your ner, your eitzim, your items to do this malacha. If it's time, he's doing it from his own stuff, even if it's in the house of the Yisrael, it is probably okay. Okay? V'afilu imdas ha-Yisrael latzeis acharkach l'ched, then it goes on. He says, even if the Yisrael is going to go ahead and leave the room that the non-Jew did in right afterwards, he doesn't get any anah from the ner. Gam kein tzarech limchos. You still have to go ahead and protest not to do it. V'chol sheichayim b'beis Yisrael. And kal v'chomer, if this is in the Jewish home, if it's in the Jewish home with the ner and the Eitzim of the Yisrael, Kal v'chomer, you must admonish him. So we have here a separate halacha. Besides the halachas of not instructing a non-Jew to do malacha, not allowed to go ahead and instruct a non-Jew to do malacha for you. And besides the halacha of not benefiting from the malacha of a non-Jew, there's a halacha that under certain scenarios, specifically, number one, if it's the materials that are being used for the malacha is the Jews, and Kal v'chomer, if besides the fact that the materials being used for the malacha is the Jews, it is done in the Jew's home, the Jew must protest while it's happening, and if it happened already, he has to
admonish. That's, he has to go ahead and be mazir al haba. He has to admonish for the future. You wouldn't eat. You tired? You don't know what tired is. The chol shekein. All right, Beis Yisrael. Be'meini Yehudi osa bal karcha. And if the non-Jew does it, osa bal karcha, chayiv legarshoi mi beisai. You hear this? Let's say you have this non-Jew who keeps doing this stuff for you, and you don't want it, and you don't want him to. But he's in your house. Let's say he's your butler, your maid, or whatever. You have to kick him out of the house. They chil Hashem, it's the chil Hashem. They keep doing this stuff. Now, why he would do it doesn't really make too much sense. But if he did, she yashadu she oise ha'ina yehudi b'shlichuso kevan shehu b'beis Yisrael. Since this is in the home of the Yisrael, the ain chiluk b'zeh ima ha'ina yehudi osa b'chinam o shekatzatz imo sechar b'kiboles kevan shehu oise b'beis Yisrael. And there's no difference. The non-Jew is doing this for free, or you're a Yevi guy.
Yes, they're learning
halacha. Yeah, yes, you do. So there's no difference whether the non-Jew is doing this for free or he was hired for the job. Once it is being done, the Beis Yisrael, you have to go ahead and tell him that he can't go ahead and do it in your home. Yes, Shomer.
Mizdamin.
If the word mizdamin means if it occurs, if the situation happens before you, meaning it just occurs, and that the non-Jew is going ahead and doing the malacha in front of you.
Okay.
Now, the Mishnah Berurah had said, this is very important, that afilu medase Yisrael et seis acharka chacheder acher shelo yaneh mananer, you have to be moche. Gam kein tzarech lipchos, you have to protest. So here the Sharet Zion says that specifically if he's not a kablon. But if he was a kablon, where you hired him for the job, and then you went ahead and you left the room when he did it for you, so then you don't have to protest. Why? Because he's a kablon, he's getting paid for the job, he's doing it for himself. The only time we're machmir by lighting, a non-Jew lighting for you when he's a kablon, is if you yourself are being nene, so then we say, since you're being nene, that overshadows the fact that he's doing it for himself. Okay. We now move on. As you see, these are very difficult halachas, but we're doing the best we can here because we are Yoimi guys. Let's move on. Sif Katan Yud Beis, the Beis Yisrael. So he says here, this is the, right, the Ramah had said, Im Asa in Yehudi, the Beis Yisrael, Lidaito. In the home of the Yisrael, at his own, the non-Jews initiative. So he says, Lav Dafka, Duhu Amdin, Im Shavas B'Malon, Eitzel Eina Yehudi B'Shabbos. The same would be, if he was at a hotel near a non-Jew on Shabbos. It's like his own home. And they don't make you go ahead and leave the hotel room if the non-Jew went ahead and turned it on for you. So let's say you're in a hotel, and the maid says, oh, it's dark for you. And she just goes ahead and flicks it on. You don't have to leave. You don't have to leave the room because she turned it on. Where else are you going to go? Okay? Yud Gimel Midaito. Haynu Shelo Tziva Yisrael. Means that the Jew did not go ahead and instruct the non-Jew to do this. Afal pi she'osa ina Yehudi b'shvilo. Lo, even though the non-Jew is doing it for the Jew, lo hitricho oso, we don't go ahead and make him, the matriarch himself, to leave the house, the Jew. Afal pi she'bar korcha u'nenu, even though at the end of the day he's being forced to benefit from it. Raksha aser, however, this is very important. Aser l'shtamesh la'oro, Dabar, we pointed out a couple of times already. Dabar shalohaya yachol lasos below ner. He cannot go ahead under any circumstances, even in the case where it was done, right, without his instructing it, without his even wanting it to be done. At the end of the day, after it's done, if it was, let's say it was a pitch black room that you could not read, you can't go ahead and do any type of activity that you couldn't have done without the ner. Like I say, you couldn't read there before, and now you have light. So you don't have to leave. You don't have to leave the room. You could stay there and do things that you would probably be able to do, stumbling around, things like that. But to read, you wouldn't be able to read because that's something that you not have the ability to do before the non-Jew did the malacha. You can't go and warm yourself up next to the go next to the madura to benefit from it. Because you don't have to leave your home, but you can't go ahead and actively go ahead and be nena a pure absolute hana. Aval in sivo mitchila. But if the Jew
actually told the non-Jew to turn on the light, let's say you tell the maid to turn on the light in your room, you would have to leave. So if I say sachak of your bais, you have to leave. Where are you going to go? Good question. Yud Dalet. Okay? Sifkan Yud Dalet. Where the Ramah had said, Eina Yisrael Tzarech Latzeis, the Jew did not have to leave the house. V'hu adin she'ein Tzarech Lafoch Pano Maner. He also didn't have to even turn away his face away from the light. Ella im kein she'rotze lasos midas chasidus. Unless he wants to do midas chasidus, then he'll even turn away from the light that the non-Jew turned on for him. Kein kasav abangin avram. This is what the Magen Avram writes. B'shem HaBeis Yosef. U'v'chidushay ha'rajba mashmer she'hu machmer v'zeh. And the Rajba, it's mashmer that he was actually machmer. He would turn away from the lights. The non-Jew turned it on. Let's say lit a nair for him. He would turn away from it. Okay. We now move on to bais. Yisrael v'ein Yehudi in the Shulchan Aruch. Yisrael v'ein Yehudi shehasebo yachad v'hidlik eino Yehudi nair. You have Jews and non-Jews that are eating around the table together. And guess what? The non-Jew goes ahead and turns on a light at the table. He goes ahead and kindles a lamp. Imrov Adam Yehudim Mutter Lishtame Shla Oro. So he says, how do you assess without any direct knowledge of who he's turning it on for, who he's lighting it for? He's just lighting it. You're all around. How do you define who he's lighting it for? So he says, Imrov Adam Yehudim, if the majority of the people around the table are non-Jews, then the Jews Mutter Lishtame Shla Oro. Then the Jews could benefit from the light around the table. Imrov Yisrael, and if the majority of people around the table, oh, afilu mechza al mechza, or even what, even 50-50, Jews and non-Jews, usher. The Jew would not be able to be nene, because it will be defined as having been lit for a Jew. So it's obvious the distinction between rov einim Yehudim versus rov Yehudim. But what's pshat mechza al mechza? So let's see inside. First, zifkat and tezvav, im rov einim Yehudim, if the majority are non-Jews, then you're allowed to benefit. Why? The mistama adaikta deruba kavit. Because the assumption is that the non-Jew, did it al das for the rov, which is non-Jews. Ba'afilu macharkach nisrabu Yisrael, and even if afterwards more Jews came to the table, v'ditoisu alein, and there were more Jews than non-Jews, o shahalchu lehenein Yehudim, or afterwards non-Jews left the table and there were more Jews at the table, even so, it's going to be okay to be nene. Why? Because at the time when the non-Jew lit, it was the majority around the table were non-Jews. And therefore it's defined as having, he has lit for non-Jew as opposed to for Jew. And then he says, v'chein lehipuch b'rov Yisrael. The same would apply by rov Yisrael. That if when he lit it, the majority around the table were Yisrael, it's not going to help that afterwards more guys came to the table. Because when he did it, there was rov Yisrael around the table, and therefore it's defined as having been lit for Yisrael. That we all understand, but why should mechza al mechza, if it's 50-50, why should it be a problem there? So he gives, so that's what he says. So he gives two reasons, and the first one is you need brachavishar.com for. Okay? He says like this, Hatam mishum deleka lemekam ala demilsa. He says the first reason he gives is because we can't, by the fact that it's 50-50, we can't establish im bishvil ain Yehudi of it, or bishvil Yisrael of it. Since it's 50-50, we can't establish who it was for. Whether it was for Yisrael, done, or whether it was for non-Jew. And therefore, since we can't determine, it's going to be Yasser. Now, Achron would have a problem with this first pshat. Why? Because Amir La'akum is a Derabbanan. And benefiting from the Yasser is a Derabbanan. So why don't you say, Safek Derabbanan le'kula. And therefore you should be able to benefit when it's Mechza al Mechza. So that's why many go with the second answer. Look at the second answer. The Yesh Omrim, you have to suffix who was 50-50. The suffix 50-50. You don't know. You can't determine who, based on just the Metzias of 50-50, you can't determine who the focus was for and on. The Yesh Omrim, others say no. And this is a very important split here. Because this Yesh Omrim says, Mishum de Mechza al Mechza, Mistama l'shem Shneyan Nase. When it's 50-50, the Mistama is that it's being done for both Jew and Yisrael. I say Jew and non-Jew. And since it's being done for Jew and non-Jew, so by definition, if there's going to be a problem here of Amir La'akum, because it's being done for Jew and non-Jew. So what comes out of here is a very important, you know, Yesh Omrim, because what he seems to be saying is that when it's being done for non-Jew, but also for the Jew, according to this, it's going to be a problem. So many people think, oh, the non-Jew turning it on for me and for him, that's okay. Now it has to be that it's primarily being done for the non-Jew. The non-Jew needs it. Otherwise, at least according to this opinion, it's going to be a problem. So if, let's say, your non-Jewish maid knows that you want it, and they also want it, it might be a problem. It's only if they're turning it on because they need the light, and then you happen to also miss some benefit from it, then it'll be okay. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'im yesh holchacha shel tzorach ein Yehudi madlika. He says, well, what if we have empirical proof that even though there is a majority around the table of Yisrael, but we know, we have proof from viewing the situation, we can see that it's being done for the non-Jew. Kagol, for example, Shanu Roim Shu Mishtamish Laura. We see right away he turns on a light so that he can immediately go ahead and count his money at the table. Okay? Look at his dollar bills at the table. So then you know he did it for himself. And therefore, Afal Pisha Rov Yisrael, even though around the table, the majority of the people around the table is Yisrael, it's going to be mutter. Because the issue here isn't that the majority benefiting is Yisrael. The issue is, who did a non-Jew go ahead and put on the light for? Turn the light on for? Who did he kindle the candle for? If he did it for non-Jew, then ne'er le'echa, ne'er le'meya. Right, it's all one candle. Everyone can benefit from it because it was done for the non-Jew. So therefore, even if it's 20 Jews and one non-Jew, but the one non-Jew is doing it purely for himself, all 19 Jews around could go ahead and benefit and start reading and read a book next to that light and don't go under. This is how it's called. Okay, here we go, Vayter. So now we go. Now we go. Could very well be. Okay, Vayter. Yaimi. You could be a Yaimi guy. So he says, Yud Zayin. Shel Tzarech Ein Yehudi. That we know, we have proof that it was done for the non-Jew, even though the majority around the table were Jews. Wrote Saloma Letzorech Atzmo. It means that the non-Jew did it for himself. Like we see at the end, that he immediately was mishtamesh, used the candle. And also the same would be, if, let's say, there's proof the other way around. Shehidlik Bishvil Eza, not the other way around. The same would be true if he lit for some other non-Jew. And that other non-Jew, right? We know that he lit for another non-Jew to benefit from it. But if we know, again, based on what we said at the end of the last Mishnah Berurah, going with the second Yesh Omrim, that if we know that he's also doing it for Yisrael, we know that he's also doing it for the Yisrael, then it would be Aser. So it comes from the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah does not allow when a non-Jew is doing it for, once again, for himself and for the Jew. If he does it for himself and for the Jew, it's going to be a problem for the Jew to benefit from the malacha on Shabbos. Yud Ches, he sees Shehu Mishtamesh, Hainu Miyad. He sees that, we see that the non-Jew is using the candle that he lit right away. So therefore we know that he lit it for himself. Yud Tes, Af Al Pi Sherov Yisrael, even though the majority around the table are Yisrael, the miskama kishehidlik mitchila, was miskama when he initially lit, nami yaiker adaita the day of it. That even though there is the majority of people there are Yisrael, when he went and he did it for himself, the assumption is that was his core das, that it's for himself, and therefore ner leecha ner lemeya. Therefore, once you have that he did it for himself, but all the other Jews could benefit from it because he didn't add anything more for anyone else. He did it for himself. And now, the non-Jew needs that for himself. He didn't add anything for the Jew. So now the Jews, as long as it wasn't done for the Jew, the other Jews can go ahead and benefit. It's also no concern that he's going to add more for the other Jews because, as we said, ne'er le'echa, ne'er le'meya. The same light in the room, the same light around the table is good for one, is good for 100. We keep moving now. April. Ramah. Yesh Omim. The Mutter Leimar Leina Yehudi. This is a very, very important halacha that we'll see is a major, major machlokas poskim if we can, when and where we can rely on it. There is a famous Yesh Omrim of the Ran B'Shem Ha'itor in the Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. He goes as follows: So mutter lo yimale ini yehudi lahadlik lo ner l'suda Shabbos. It is mutter, hear this, according to the Iter, to tell a non-Jew to turn on the light so that you can have light by your suda Shabbos. Why? Mishum desvir lei, this yesh omrim holds, the mutter amira lo yehudi, the iser, the rabban of amira l'akum, is going to be mutter, even a filu b'malacha gemura, even if a non-Jew is doing a d'oraisa malacha, if it's b'mkayim mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, it's going to be okay. Let's continue on. Sha'al pizeh, nagu rabim lahakel. And based on this, many people were noyeg to be mekel, v'davar, on this, latzavos, to go ahead and actually instruct it, ain't a Yehudi, lahadlik neros etzarach Suda, to go ahead and turn on lights for a Suda. The prat specifically, the Suda's chasana. It was a chasana. They had a wedding meal on Friday night. Omila, if it was a bris mila Suda on Friday night or in a dark room. Ve'ein meiche biyadam. And you should not go ahead and protest this and admonish these people that are being nagged this way. However, he says, v'yesh lahachmir b'makom she'ein tzarech godol. However, you should be machmir and not rely on this, unless there's a great, great tzorech. Why? The harova poskim cholkim al svarazu. Most poskim say that the iser amir la akum is like any derabbanan. For example, are you going to go ahead and be over a shvus of derabbanan for a mitzvah? To do a mitzvah? No, of course not. You can't go ahead and be over a derabbanan for the mitzvah. Can you be over an iser derabbanan for the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? Of course not. So they say it's the same thing. Masha'en came, this itur holds, no. Amir la'akum, even by a mitzvah d'oraisa, is going to be mutter. Sorry, even by an iser d'oraisa, even by a malacha d'oraisa, is going to be mutter for the mitzvah Suda Shabbos or Shabbos. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan chaf l'suda Shabbos. What do we mean by you can turn on a light? You can have a guy turn on a light for you for Suda Shabbos. What kind of nonsense is that? No. Hainu she yoshev b'choshech. It means he'd otherwise be sitting for Suda Shabbos in the dark. Ve'ein lo shum ner lechol. He doesn't have any ner at all to eat. Aval in gomar suda so, but if he, however, finished his meal, av sha'dayin lo berach b'rechaz ha'mazam, but he didn't yet bench, oh, she'yesh lo ner acher, or he has another light, minimally, that he could eat by, but he just wants to get another light on. Pshita da'aser l'tzavos le'ni yudi la'adlikol. For sure, you would not be able to command a non-Jew to go ahead and turn it on for you, to have a shvus shlo makom mitzvah, because this would be a case of a shvus, and this is the rabbanan in a case where there's no mitzvah, and that for sure is not going to be okay. Miyu im yeshlo shum ner, the avar v'tziva le'ina yehudi. However, let's say you did have one ner at the table, one candle at the table, and you were over and you commanded a non-Jew lahadlik lo ner echad. You were over. You're not allowed to go ahead and tell him to do it, but you did tell him to do it. Shari lehenos imenu. You would be able to be nenef from the light. This is the famous halacha. That if the guy does a malacha for you and you're only going to get marginal benefit, not total absolute benefit, you could be nene. So then you'd be able to be nene ba'ocha haner harishon dolek. As long as the first ner is still lighting, you could be nene from the second light, even though you weren't allowed to go ahead and tell the non-Jew to go ahead and add another light to your table. If you did it, you were over the iser, you would be able to stay and benefit from that light at the table because you already had a light at the table. Chaf Aleph, so called Chaf Aleph, Amira Le'ina Yehudi. So Amira Le'ina Yehudi is going to be okay, even by Malacha Gemura, Bimkayim Mitzvah. Bimkayim Mitzvah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, so called Chaf Aleph, Aval Shvus Di Yisrael Atzmo. This is very important. But a shvus, a regular derabbanan for the Yisrael himself, l'kulei alma aser afilu makom mitzvah. There, everyone holds you're not allowed to go ahead and be over a iser derabbanan of Shabbos, a malacha derabbanan of Shabbos, even if it's a mekayim mitzvah to go ahead and enjoy the mitzvah through the Shabbos. Chav beis a makom mitzvah. She lived nice beis hakneses.
In the shul.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was there.
Sifkal chavei the makay mitzvah the levnois face hakneses b'shabbes al yedei eino yehudi, and to go ahead is a very important halacha. What happens? What about going and building a shul on Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, with a non-Jew? So we had this earlier already in the year. Kasan magen Avram the aser afilu das itur. It's going to be aser even according to the opinion of the itur, who allows you to go ahead and do a mir lakum and claim mitzvah. Be'er bimagadim shemit masik Shekhar Pi Begadim, who concludes Mishum Davi Mitzvah Sheinu Averis. The reason why is because it's a mitzvah that's not passing. You can do it after Shabbos. Sheyachol Noso B'chol. You can build it on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says this is usher, even if it's the kablonis, where the non-Jew is working for himself, they're just trying to finish up the job. Unless there's a concern that the whole building of the Beit HaKnesses will get totally pushed away for good, so then there will be a heter to a possible heter to hire non-Jews for the job. And the other Yesh Lahakil B'Kablonus, the Efshar, he says it's possible that if the Beit HaKnesses is never going to get built, Ta'af Alidei Schirus Mutter, it might be okay, even Alidei Schirus by Kai Gavni, Lo Yitze Hayinu Yudi B'Kablonus. If the non-Jew doesn't want to do it B'Kablonus, it might be okay, I guess, based on the Itur, that you can have a non-Jew do Malacha for you and Kai Mitzvah. And in a situation where the Beit HaKnesses won't get built, there might be room to be Mekel. I'd come.